From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Scientists reported today details of a new experimental approach to help infertile women have babies. The research was done at the Sun Yat-sen University of Medical Science in Guangzhou, China. The scientists started with an egg from a woman who was having trouble getting pregnant. That egg was fertilized in a laboratory using the father's sperm. The scientists then transferred the DNA from that egg into a fertile woman's egg. The research is being presented at the annual meeting of the American Society for Reproductive Medicine in San Antonio. And here to describe the new work and its implications is NPR science correspondent Joe Palca. And Joe, first, why do this research? Why did they need to go to this extent to help this woman get pregnant?
Well, clearly this woman's eggs were capable of being fertilized. But what was happening when they tried this in the past was that it would divide once and then stop. And so there's some thought that the reason these things stop dividing is that there's something wrong with the cell mechanisms that are contained in the stuff outside the nucleus called the cytoplasm. So the thought has been, well, we can find another donor for the egg cytoplasm and then use that cytoplasm with the proper instructions and proteins and what have you to get the cell to divide. So that's what they did. They fertilized her egg. They removed its nuclear DNA, its genetic instructions, and then put that into a donor egg, which presumably had healthy cytoplasm. And it gets a little more complicated because that egg had been fertilized, but they took out its nucleus, so it was just cytoplasm at that point.
Transferring genetic material into another egg sounds a lot like cloning. Is this cloning?
Well, no, it's not at all. I mean, you have to remember that cloning uses a cell taken from an adult individual, and the clone then becomes a genetic copy of that individual. In this case, what you're doing is taking an egg's DNA and a sperm's DNA and mixing it in the normal way, but instead of doing it in the egg that you started with, you take all that out of the egg that you started with and put it into a donor egg. The point of all these pretty dramatic efforts is so that people can have a genetically related child. And so that would be the outcome. If the father's sperm and the mother's egg nucleus combine, that's what you get for a baby. And it's just that they move the nucleuses around in order to do that. And so that's the promise of this, although it may or may not be a good thing to do.
So the donor egg in this equation is supplying not genetic material, it's supplying the code that allows that egg to keep dividing,
right,
and become a fetus.
It's the machinery that allows the genetic instructions in the nucleus to start the process of getting the cell to divide. It's a marriage because there's stuff in the nucleus that determines stuff in the cytoplasm, but it goes the other way too. So you need to have, the thinking is that there has to be something healthy about the cytoplasm in order for this procedure to work.
In this case in China, the nuclear transfer was done in vitro. That embryo was then transferred back into the original infertile woman, and she did get pregnant, but none of the fetuses was carried to term. Would this be allowed in the United States?
Well, probably not. I mean, certainly not at this moment, because they would have had to get Food and Drug Administration approval, and the Food and Drug Administration has not been giving approval for this kind of research yet. They might, if someone can convince them that it's a safe and effective way of doing this kind of reproductive science. But so far, people have sort of said this is restricting research and we want to try and do it elsewhere because we see it as a promise. And in this case, there were some researchers from New York University who were involved in this project, but the research was all done in China so that they didn't have to worry about the Food and Drug Administration in this case.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
NPR's science correspondent, Joe Palca.